You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. The influencer election is here. If you've signed on to Instagram in the past 24 hours, you've probably seen a screenshot-looking ad featuring presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg in a quest to be cool. That's because his campaign placed simultaneous ads with dozens of high-profile Instagram influencers to gain traction on social media. And while Bloomberg may have been the first to deploy this particular advertising tactic, he's not the first candidate to use influencers to try to gain traction on the internet. And it's a strategy we're likely to see a whole lot more of as elections heat up. Voting app flaws could have let hackers manipulate results. West Virginia and Oregon have recently deployed a voting app called Votes to make absentee voting more convenient. But according to new research from MIT, bugs in the app could allow an attacker to reveal someone's votes, block votes from being submitted, or even manipulate them. MIT researchers, quote, suggest that any near future plans to use this app for high stakes elections be abandoned. Votes still hasn't published any of its own audits, but said in a statement that the MIT research was based on an outdated version of the Votes Android app, though it is the current version available on Google Play. And now for today's fast fact. 646,152. That's how many unique programs you could have watched on TV in 2019. No, seriously, someone counted. Only 9% of that number is exclusive to services like Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon, and 16% were available on standard TV. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/tt.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.